AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The latest government shutdown's over after President Trump signed a funding bill. It Donahue reports.
This sets the stage for a debate in Congress over Homeland Security funding. The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it. Maybe somebody says it's good politics. I don't think it's good politics.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The White House says talks with Iran are still on, despite a Navy fighter jet shooting down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. John Gambrell reports Iran's reformist president, Masoud Pezeshkian, instructed Iran's foreign minister to pursue the negotiations.
The fact that Pezeshkian has come out signals that Iran's supreme leader, the 86-year-old Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has blessed these talks moving forward. That's a big sign, and it shows how important it is for Iran to reach some sort of negotiated understanding with Washington. Already, U.S. officials have described Iran as being in one of the weakest positions it's ever been after the demonstrations since its 1979 Islamic Revolution.
In France, prosecutors raided the offices of X, part of an investigation into allegations that include spreading child sexual abuse images and deep fakes. They also summoned the social media platform's owner, Elon Musk, for questioning. And in Arizona, the AP's learned investigators found signs of forced entry at the home of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother. Authorities believe Nancy Guthrie was taken against her will. This is AP News. A TikTok-inspired Valentine's offering from McDonald's.
Chicken nuggets, lovingly topped with a dab of caviar. The free, limited-time McNugget Caviar Kit, available online starting February 10th, pairs a 1-ounce tin of Paramount Siberian Sturgeon Caviar with a $25 McDonald's gift card to buy McNuggets. For the 35th year in a row, White Castle is transforming its restaurants into love castles with hostess seating, tableside service, and Valentine's Day decor. At Chick-fil-A, Nugget lovers can get their orders in a heart-shaped tray, Papa John's and Pizza Hut offering heart-shaped pizzas. Auntie Anne's has a heart-shaped soft pretzel. Even 7-Eleven is getting in on the action, offering heart-shaped donuts and $14 off delivery orders. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.